AP Sports, I'm Bruce Morton. College football, the Associated Press preseason top 25 is out, and it is jam-packed with familiar names. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has more.
Georgia is number one in the Associated Press preseason college football poll for the second straight year. The Bulldogs received 46 first-place votes to finish comfortably ahead of number two Ohio State, which got 15 top votes. Oregon is number three, while Texas is fourth and Alabama is fifth. Conference realignment created an unprecedented preseason poll with just four conferences represented. The SEC has nine ranked teams, the Big Ten has six, the Big 12 has five, and the ACC four. Notre Dame, an independent, is ranked seventh.
Olympics, USA Gymnastics with bad news for Jordan Chiles. Officials say an arbitration panel will not reconsider its decision, forcing Biles to return the bronze medal she was awarded in the floor exercise at the Paris Games. At issue was the timing of an on-floor appeal from Chiles's coach that vaulted her to third place, an appeal voided by the panel. Back with baseball and more after this. Baseball, this year's All-Star Game MVP faces disciplinary action. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh provides details.
The Boston Red Sox have suspended outfielder Jarren Duran for two games without pay after he shouted a homophobic slur to a fan behind home plate who heckled him in a loss to the Houston Astros. The exchange that was caught on a live mic Sunday during the broadcast of the game occurred when Duran was at the plate in the sixth inning. Duran issued an apology through the team Sunday night and again in the clubhouse Monday.
I've had some fans reach out to me and tell me that they're disappointed in me, and I just wanted to let them know that I'm sorry for my actions and that I'm going to work on being better for them.
The Red Sox said Duran's salary during the suspension will be donated to the Federation of Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays.
On the field, things went a bit better for the Bo Sox as they walked off the Rangers 5-4 on a 10th inning base hit by Rob Refsnyder.
We're pretty banged up right now, so a lot of our bench guys have had to play a little bit more. Our bullpen's had to step up, throw more innings. So it was a really, really good team win, and we really needed it. You know, we had that tough little stretch right there.
Meanwhile, virtually nobody saw this coming. The Yankees got squished 12-2 by the big league's worst team, the White Sox. The Bronx Bombers' Alex Verdugo said despite the lopsided score, his team had plenty of opportunities to change the score.
When it came down to it, you know, those guys made their pitches and, you know, was able to, yeah, get us to pop up in the infield or, you know, roll one over and double play. So, really, I think we did a good job early of getting guys on, but obviously didn't get the big hit.
In Tampa Bay, the Astros continued to surge. Correspondent Steve Carney files this report.
Framber Valdez earns his 12th win, and Alex Bregman and Yainer Diaz each homer as the Astros defeat the Tampa Bay Rays 6-1. Bregman's solo homer and the first off Rays starter Taj Bradley gave Houston its initial lead, and Diaz's three-run blast off Bradley came as part of a four-run third. Astros manager Joe Espada says he sees his players gelling into one unit.
They all lean on each other. They all believe in one another, and we all, you know how to, you know, turn the page together and pick each other up. And credit to a group of players that they just know how to win.
Valdez pitched into the sixth, allowing just a run on three hits and striking out nine. The Astros improved their current winning streak to six games, while the Rays fall back to 500 at 59-59.
The remainder of the American League Monday card had the Twins topping the Royals 8-3, and the Blue Jays beat the Angels 4-2. In the National League, it was a battle of division leaders when the Brewers hosted the Dodgers. Correspondent Chuck Freeman tells the story.
Mookie Betts made his presence felt in his first game off the injured list, and the Dodgers rolled by the Brewers 5-2. Betts homered after nearly a two-month absence with a fractured hand. He also delivered an RBI single. Then there was Clayton Kershaw. The Dodgers starter got his first win of the year after spending most of it on the injured list. Kershaw pitched into the sixth inning, struck out six. Kershaw says the Dodgers are getting healthy.
We're getting some guys back. We're getting our lineup the way we wanted to. We're getting, you know, some guys starter-wise, reliever-wise, everything. You know, we're having our team look like what we want our team to look like, and I think you'll see us kind of start to take off here pretty soon.
Shohei Ohtani also homered for the Dodgers. Freddie Peralta took the loss for the Brewers.
In other National League play, the Reds shut down the Cardinals 6-1. The Padres got past the Pirates 2-1. It was the Diamondbacks 5 and the Rockies 4. And in 10 innings, the Braves defeated the Giants 1-0. In that game, San Francisco starter Blake Snell took a no-hitter into the 7th inning. This after he threw a complete game no-hitter on August 2nd. In Monday's only interleague game, the Guardians pushed across a run in the bottom of the 8th to get by the Cubs 5-4. WNBA Los Angeles Sparks all-star Dierica Hamby sued the league and her former team Monday regarding her treatment from the Las Vegas Aces while pregnant. The lawsuit alleged the Aces discriminated and retaliated against her, leading to her January 2023 trade to the Sparks. Bruce Morton, AP Sports.